Rhodes office. It's Judy. Can I help you?
Hi, Judy. Is Herbert in?
Who's calling, please?
This is Julian calling with Bank of Cardiff.
All right, one moment, please.
Thank you.
Julian with the Bank of Cardiff. Julian with the Bank of Cardiff.
Bank of Cardiff?
Yeah, I don't know what the Bank of Cardiff is.
I don't either, and if it's... Oh, what are you calling about?
Hey, is this Herbert?
Yeah.
Hi, Herbert. Hey, we mailed your business a couple of financing offers a couple weeks ago. I don't know if you had a few minutes to look them over. I just kind of wanted to follow up, see if you guys have any financing needs we can help out with. You guys have any, like, big projects or anything coming up? Any needs for some extra cash flow or new equipment?
Well, you know what? I didn't ask you for anything. That I know of.
No, yeah, you—that's correct. You didn't. We're partners with Case New Holland, and based on some financing you did with them a couple years ago, we mailed you a couple of offers. Not sure if you took a look at them or not, but that's why I'm giving you a call. I'm not sure if they ended up reaching you or if somebody else got them. But I just kind of. Just to summarize, we have you guys pre-approved for some working capital. So basically, if you need a large amount of cash to invest in any projects, or if you're looking for some equipment, got you pre-approved for some equipment financing as well. Do you have any needs, anything we can help you with, special projects,
yes,
anything like that?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
But I'm not going to do business with you because I don't know who you are and et cetera. You need to send to me who you are I'm looking at some property to buy.
So some property?
I need to maybe borrow $300,000, $400,000, or $500,000.
Okay. Have you applied for just traditional real estate financing already, or no?
I don't need to tell you that. Hold on just a minute.
Sure.
Well, you wasn't here then, but I borrowed over $1 million. To some company, golly, Albert, come here just a minute. Who did I borrow that during my last divorce? Or no, when I borrowed money to pay. Kathleen off, I believe.
Yeah, that was
some kind of farm.
Yeah. I know where the
credit
is.
Capital Farm Credit.
Yeah.
That's what it.
What
did
you say?
Capital Farm Credit.
Yeah, Capital
that
Farm
was
credit.
It. Okay. I borrowed like $1 million from Capital Farm Credit. And so I'm sure I can go back and just borrow it from them again too, but
yeah, was that for real estate?
No, I put real estate up for
collateral,
but that was for money I needed to operate on and buy off my daughter's. Interest in some land.
Gotcha.
So what I'm trying to tell you is I need to know more about you. I don't want to waste my time. I'm a busy person.
Oh, yes, of course. I totally respect that. I'd be happy to send you like an email or something with some more info, and you can check out our website. You can look up our customer reviews. You can find me on the internet as well. Do you want me to send you some more info, or?
Well, I just got through telling you I'm interested. See, I'm also in the oil and gas business, and I have to go lease land, and I need. If you're not interested in loaning me money to buy leases,
mm-hmm.
gas, well, then we're wasting our time talking to one another.
No, yeah, I can help you. Like I said, we already have you pre-approved. The pre-approval is for unsecured cash, so it's not going to be tied to any real estate or land or anything like that. And the pre-approval on your file is for up to $250K. Is that something that you could use right now?
You know, possibility, yes. And,
okay.
But what you do, you tell me, I'm going to turn you over to my secretary.
Sure.
And just to give you my address and phone number and whatever you...
Okay.
But I want to know how much you're going to charge me for $250,000, and how long of a period, you know, I wouldn't need it.
Yeah.
Hey, most of the time I pay things off in a hurry, a big hurry.
Okay.
That's the reason my credit's good.
And yeah. What kind of term would work best for you if you borrowed $250K? Would you like something shorter term or longer term? It sounds like something shorter term, right?
Well, no. I would like longer term, but the privilege, the right to pay it off anytime I wanted to.
Yeah. So these programs... oftentimes, they have an early payoff discount as opposed to having a penalty. I know some financing programs will actually have a penalty if you pay it off early, but there's no prepayment penalty for these programs.
I won't take it out at all.
Right.
Because, yeah. with the business I am, I could come up with some pretty good paychecks, and I could... I don't poop my money off. I'll pay it on my debts.
Yeah, I understand. Well, then you're precisely a type of business that we want to lend to.
And so, you know, to answer your question, I wasn't on it over 4 or 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
With the right to pay it off, anytime, and the right to put any amount, and all the money will go to the principal.
Okay.
And I always pay on the on the balance.
Fair enough.
And you can send me some info, and I'll go through it and decide whether or not I want to do business with you or not.
Yeah, of course. Does your secretary handle like all your paperwork stuff?
Yes.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I can talk to her if you like, if that's easier for you, and then I'll send you my info, and she can kind of do some research, and you'll find that we're a legit business. We've been in business for 14 years, actually, and we do businesses in all 50 states. We have a lot of business in the construction industry, trucking industry, restaurant industry, a lot of different things, actually. How soon are you looking?
How did you get over my name and whatever you're...
Yeah, so you did some financing with a bank in our network. a couple years ago at Case New Holland. Looks like in 2012. Does that kind of ring a bell?
Case New.
Case New Holland.
Case New Holland.
Yeah, it was in December of 2012. Does that ring a bell?
No.
Yeah, it looks like it was for a business loan. It could have been like a line of credit or something like that. But yeah, it was a little while ago. So we pre-screen businesses that do financing with other banks in our network, and then we take a look at your Dun & Bradstreet credit profile. It's just sort of a public record of your business, and then we reach out to different businesses, different prospects that we think are credit worthy of our programs. So that's kind of what I'm doing. And then we mail out these flyers, and then I give you a call to follow up. Not sure if you even got the mailer that we sent out your way or not. I think I have your address here, P.O. Box 398. Is that correct or no?
Correct. That's correct.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah, you should have got it a couple weeks ago, but that's okay if you didn't.
Well, I can... you know, lots of stuff comes through the mail. I don't want to waste my time with a bunch of crooks, thieves. dope heads, whatever.
I don't either.
So they catch the trash barrel, the cutter upper.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, I don't have any more time to talk to you. I got things I need to do. And
no problem. If you want to pass me to your secretary, I can get your email and whatever and send you some more info.
Okay. Send me some information on the terms and conditions.
Sure. I can get you interest rates and all that stuff once we get the application paperwork in. Typically, it's about a 24-hour turnaround time, and I'll get you
and
rates.
And no application work until I find out what how you gonna loan me the money.
Okay.
And when, where, how, rank, serial number, knowledge. You comprehend what I'm saying?
Yes, I do. So you want to know your rates without formally applying, right?
Yes.
Okay, gotcha. So the problem with that is we have a very, very wide range of programs that we offer. We have programs that we help businesses in high-risk situations, and they're going to pay higher interest, and we help businesses that are in great situations where there's just an opportunity to grow and they need more cash for their growth. So the interest rate's going to depend on the level of risk. It's impossible of knowing anything about... I'm sorry?
Risk. Most things would be I buy on land, and the land would be payable on
right
much a year or et cetera. I would do business with a bank right here next door to me,
mm-hmm.
and so. I give them first shot at it.
Yeah. Yeah, so if the financing is going to be secured, or in other words, collateralized by an asset like land, it's going to be a little bit easier to quote you something right away. You can just say, okay, 3 or 4% without knowing too much about you. But this is unsecured cash. In other words, if you don't pay us back, there's nothing we can do.
I don't do business on unsecured cash. I can just tell you that right now.
Okay.
It would be for land or houses or...
Yes, you can use it for land or you can use it for whatever you want. My point is that it's harder to quote you a rate without knowing anything about you because it's not the same as like real estate financing. Do you understand? You know what I'm saying?
Well... If you said you can't give me no kind of rates and not know anything about me, well, why are you even calling me then? Don't take up my time. If you can't give me the rates, say on $500,000 for 5 years on a on 600 acres of land. With a good good appraisal. Then don't waste my time.
Yeah, so everybody gets a different rate. I don't know what your rate is because, like I was saying, it depends on your business. You're from what we've gathered and what we do know about your business, you are creditworthy and you are pre-qualified for our programs. Which programs you qualify for, I don't know. We have promotional line of credits that start at 0% that you can use for whatever you want. So it starts at zero and just kind of goes up from there. Like I said, it's really a challenge to quote you an exact rate without knowing anything about you. But if I can get you a rate, though.
I don't know anything about me. Sir, I don't mean to be ugly or anything, but I'm going to hang up because I can see I'm not going nowhere.
Okay, Herbert.
All right. I don't remember. Just send me whatever you said you sent me something through the mail.
Yes.
But I don't remember what it was. We probably sold it in a trash can. But
yeah, I understand. I get a lot of advertisements too, and I usually just throw them away. But that's kind of why we do these phone calls, to follow up. Do you have an email address that I can send the information to? Or
yeah.
What's your email address, sir, Herbert?
I'm gonna give it to my secretary.
Sure.
And don't take up her time either, unless I'm gonna give you 5 minutes.
Okay, Herbert. Sounds good. Thank you, sir.
I don't want to tear up the phone and her time and my time and everybody else's time.
No problem, Herbert. Nice chatting with you, and you have a great day.
Okay, hold on.
Okay.
He wants some more money. He needs your email address. Don't send him anything.
He wants the email address and the mailing address? Okay, why don't we just do the mailing address then? Why don't we just do the mailing address then?
Okay.
Yes, sir, I can give you our mailing address. That way everything is sent in writing.
Hi. Yeah, I think we have it already. P.O. Box 398, is that right?
That's correct. P.O. Box 398, Louise, Texas.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, we already emailed you something. I think he wanted me to email you with the info. I guess it was easier that way. I'm not sure.
No, we'll just take it by mail.
Oh, okay. Well, we already emailed you something.
Alrighty. All right. Thank you.
Yeah, so I'm not sure. I guess there's misunderstanding. He had just asked me to send you some more information about what we do, and
I don't know. Just send it to the mail.
Okay. But we already did that. He wanted me to send an email. Is that easier or no?
No. Just send it through the mail. That'd
okay.
Fine. All
right. And what is your name again?
I'm Judy.
Okay, Judy. Thanks very much.
Mm-hmm.
I'll touch base with you guys in a couple of days.
All right. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.